This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Terps will start their NCAA tournament Friday at 4:30 against Grand Canyon. Pregame coverage starts at 3:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Johnny Holiday, Walt Williams, and our next guest, Chris Nocke, will be on the call right here on The Fan. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Chris, thanks as always for your time. Before we look ahead, let's look back quickly, shall we? And the domination against Illinois on Friday night and then Saturday, what happened on the boards? And Derek Queen's offensive explosion was pretty incredible. Just your takeaways from the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to explain that rebound differential. You know, for a team that's rebounded well all year long, particularly with two really good, you know, big men, you know, it's hard to explain that discrepancy. It did seem early on, they got down 7-0 on the glass. It just seemed like every carom, every which way that ball went, particularly off of three pointers, went to a Michigan guy. And obviously, it's hard to make up for that. The Terps made a hellacious run to get back in there, and I think at one point regained the lead by three twice, I believe, in the last 5 or 6 minutes. But ultimately, you know, they made some plays. The last play, with 5 seconds left, was a killer because, you know, there are two or three cardinal sins that are committed on that play. But again, you know, they could find themselves. We've been in that position before, you know, with the game on the line, and we could be in that situation again this weekend moving forward. So you just have to learn from that and try to get better from it. But all in all, I mean, we played some minutes of really good basketball. The Michigan game was a little bit uneven. I don't know what was going on the first 6 minutes or so of that second half, but you know, the Illinois game was, you know, was a complete domination. There were some really good things to take out of that. We just, you know, we were good enough to win that tournament, just didn't get it done.
Chris, looking ahead to this week, we were all a little befuddled the fact that the Terps are heading out to Seattle when you have Arizona in the east side of the bracket. Were you a little confused by that as well?
Yeah, but you know what? So what happened was, I guess, from what I'm understanding, is that when the Terps lost to Michigan, we were all set prior to that to go to Providence as the 4 seed. But, you know, when they do that overall seeding, they put Purdue ahead of us, and I'm not sure why that is necessarily.
Yeah.
Stumbled down the line, but so that's what happened. We end up going out to Seattle. I mean, I blame myself. I'll be honest with you guys, because, you know, right before the bracket came out, I was thinking, please no Seattle, please no Seattle, please no Seattle. And then of course, as it started to unfold, I'm thinking, holy, you know, bleep, you know, and we're going to end up going out west. But you know what? We're playing. We're going to make the best of it.
But I mean, this does fly in the face of, like, what their own bylaws say is kind of the the objective here, right? It's supposed to be a series of weekend tournaments, not go to the, you know, go 5,000 miles away for 2 weeks. Like, it just, that strikes me as a major competitive imbalance and a really big ask to where, you know what I mean? It becomes the longest road trip of your season, and they could have very easily had that not happen to the second best regular season team in the second best conference in America.
It also flies in the face of logic.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense. But letting North Carolina in made no sense. You know, so there's some nonsensical things about this. You just, you know, you have to deal with it and move on. The more you question it, you know, you just make it a bigger issue than it actually is. You just have to prepare your team to play, and I guess whomever that might be.
Well, we're talking to Chris Nock. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, who that might be is Grand Canyon on Friday. And what do you know about Grand Canyon? What do you think of this matchup Friday afternoon?
Well, I mean, you know, they're all tough at this point in time, right? I mean, these teams qualify for an NCAA tournament. That's a big deal. And so, you know, you're playing a good team. You're also playing a veteran team with these guys. They won, the core of them won a game in the tournament last year, and they won it in upset fashion. So they're not going to be afraid of Maryland. You know, I love the job that Bryce Drew does as the coach. We saw them saw Bryce a few years ago when he was coaching Valpo, and that game came right down to the last possession. So just have to expect it's going to be a close game in this one. Can't look ahead. I don't think, you know, it's hard to judge what's a favorable bracket and what isn't. While I'm not wild about the distance and where we have to go, I don't think it's an awful draw for the Terps being out there in that sub-regional. But again, you got to get it done on the court.
Yeah, we're with you on that, Chris, on the possibility to make it to the second weekend. But we did a six-pack yesterday, just the six biggest concerns with this Maryland team heading into the NCAA tournament. What's atop the list for you?
Well, I mean, I just think that foul trouble is always at the top of the list for me, because you know what you get out of their starting five. And they all do something different than the other guy. And they're all part of that puzzle. So if you lose one for an extended period of time, you know, that's painful. The other thing, which is kind of 1B to that 1A, is the bench. Who's going to play, or who's going to play well off the bench? One of the silver linings, I thought, of the Big Ten tournament was they got Tafara Gapare some minutes. And we haven't seen him in 6 weeks or so. And I think he's a difference maker athletically, and I think he can really help you. And, of course, we know we're getting out of Jordan Geronimo. So those two things together, and 1C, which is all a part of that too, I think I hit on this the other day with you guys, is you're not just playing in a place you really haven't been to. We played at UW earlier this season, but you're playing with referees you haven't seen either. And that's a part of the souffle here, you know, as you sort of go through, you know, the things you might be concerned about. But I'd rather sort of dwell on what we have going for us positively. You know, this team has been resilient all year long. It's a really good club. I mean, it's a strong club in a lot of ways. They're well coached. You know, I think they'll have the positive about losing the way they did is I think Kevin Willard had their attention from the minute they got to the locker room. And I'd be surprised if you don't see a really good performance on Friday.
Their wins have tended to be comfortable to moderately comfortable in the close and late situations, one possession, 90 seconds or fewer. Those have gone against them. Some of that's the basketball gods, but there is... it's been a trend. Does that give you any concern? Is that on your radar at all? Because
go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just going to say, because one of these games is probably, you know what I mean? Like, if they go anywhere of note in this tournament, one of these games is probably going to be a nail biter.
Yeah, and I've always believed in the certain level of probability. You know, you've lost three or four games in improbable ways at some point in time. Those real nail biters will go your way. I do think too, they've been able to grind out some close wins. They really don't show as nail biters necessarily. The win at Michigan, for instance, where Michigan made several runs in the second half, Maryland countered every single time. Rutgers at home, Wisconsin at home, where you know they're down 5 at one point midway through the second half, and then they hit 3 straight 3-pointers. All of a sudden they're up 4 and they don't look back, you know, things like that where they're down or they're struggling a little bit and they figure out a way to win. So I don't really worry about that. I sort of rather with this team, it's so different, this club. They're wired differently. That's why when we talked before we went up to Penn State, and as crazy awful as that place has been, I just felt like this is a different group. This is a different group. They think differently, and they're talented. It's a talented group of guys.
Maryland and Grand Canyon, they get started Friday at 4:30. Pregame coverage 3:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Johnny Holiday, Walt Williams, and Chris Nockey will be on the call live from Seattle. Chris, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hopefully we get a second weekend out of these guys.
I'd love that. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Ronnie Stanley met with the media yesterday after he signed his new deal with the Ravens. Purple rain in the forecast. We'll hear from Ronnie Stanley next here on The Fan.